Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Ohio's Jim Jordan, Louisiana's Steve Scalise, among Republicans now in the running for the job of House Speaker, most recently held by Kevin McCarthy.
The jockeying to replace McCarthy as the Speaker began soon after the ousted leader shocked his colleagues Tuesday night by declaring that he would not enter the race. Scalise and Jordan have now emerged as the frontrunners. House Republicans will hold a candidate forum in an internal closed-door election next week to nominate their choice for Speaker. Whoever is chosen, that person, as McCarthy did, will still need to secure 217 votes, a simple majority of the House, to be elected leader.
Correspondent Edwin Mora. President Biden claims to have erased $127 billion worth of student loan debt since taking office, and now he's doing it again. The president announcing another $9 billion giveaway, allowing borrowers off the hook for the debt they agreed to pay. Big healthcare workers strike underway. It revolves around staffing issues.
Some 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers have walked off the job. Unions approving a three-day strike in California, Colorado, Oregon, and Washington State. One day in Virginia and D.C. Issues include wages and staff shortages.
They're not listening to the frontline healthcare workers.
Nurse Mickey Fletcher in Camarillo, California.
How about solutions to the Kaiser Permanente staffing shortage?
Doctors are not participating, and Kaiser says it'll keep its 39 hospitals open. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden has green-lighted the construction of 17 miles of border wall in Texas. One of his first actions as president was to kill the Trump border wall project. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 37, NASDAQ futures up 14. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No. It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Russia planning construction of a second naval base for its Black Sea fleet located some distance from the existing base.
Is this expansion or running away? It certainly might seem to be an increase in naval strength for Russia to have another base for its fleet in the Black Sea. But much of that fleet has been based in Crimea ever since Russia seized the peninsula from Ukraine in 2014. And Ukraine has recently scored some blows against that fleet, attacking it with drones and commandos. There have already been reports of Russian ships pulling out of Crimea for protection. A further away base in Abkhazia might be the protection they're looking for.
The BBC's Paul Moss. Zimbabwe has recorded 100 suspected deaths from cholera, more than 5,000 possible cases since late last month. That's prompted the government to impose restrictions aimed at stopping the spread of the disease, including limiting numbers at funerals and stopping some social gatherings. Townhall.com. Group of GOP senators seeking to block consideration of any bills unless they relate directly to funding the government.
Senator Rick Scott of Florida is leading the charge as Republicans seek to focus the Senate's attention on the need for a spending bill. He and the other senators fear Democratic leader Charles Schumer may be stalling to force another stalemate in a few weeks, hoping to pressure Republicans at that time into passing a major omnibus spending bill or else take the blame for a government shutdown. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
A Georgia State Senate committee planning its own investigation of jail conditions in the state's most populous county. The announcement comes 3 months after the Justice Department launched its own inquiry in the Fulton County jail conditions. Fulton County's main jail has been plagued by overcrowding, unsanitary conditions, as well as violence. The cost of a new jail estimated at $1.7 billion or more. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Discover Lego Magic at Disney Bricks, downtown on Lake Avenue in Phillips, Wisconsin. During the Fall Harvest Festival Pumpkin Carving Contest and 50-50 raffle to raise money for Mary Bailey's Cancer Care Bag Project. Happening Saturday, October 7th, raffle proceeds will be split evenly between Mary's Cancer Care Bag Project and the prize pumpkin Disney Bricks gift certificate winner. Please submit your pumpkin for judging to Disney Bricks between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Friday, October 6th. And purchase your 50-50 tickets there between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Saturday, October 7th, to vote on your favorite winning pumpkin. Disney Bricks Community Fall Harvest Festival Pumpkin Carving Contest and Cancer Care Bag Project, where imagination knows no bounds.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ehlen. Dane County's top elected official is retiring.
Joe Parisi, who has been Dane County exec for 12 years, is retiring. Parisi says he'll step down next May. No other reasons were given. Before becoming Dane County executive in the spring of 2011, Parisi was in the legislature for 6 years, representing the 48th Assembly District, which covers the north and east sides of Madison. Prior to that, he was Dane County's clerk. Parisi, who is a Madison native, has a birthday later in the month. He'll be 63 years old. In Madison, Robin Colbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Eau Claire County's district attorney wants the state to order a veteran back to a group home after he left the facility last week.
51-year-old Shane Helmbrecht was the subject of a green alert last week after he left his group home in Toma. He's been at that facility after being found incompetent to stand trial in a 2016 homicide, but is allowed to leave as he wishes. DA Peter Rindall was asking a judge to require Helmbrecht to remain in Wisconsin as part of his release. He calls it a public safety matter. No date has been set on a hearing. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At the Capitol, more Republican pressure to remove Wisconsin's election administrator.
State Senate President Chris Kapenga urging Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to move forward impeachment articles against Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf. At the Capitol on Tuesday, Commissioner Joe Czarnecki said Wolf has the support of the six-member commission.
Not only do all the commissioners support the current administrator, I think the current administrator has the support of the county clerks and municipal clerks throughout the state.
The impeachment articles drafted last month by five Assembly Republicans are riddled with inaccurate information regarding Wolf's job. At the Capitol, Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
I love yard sales. Everywhere you look, a jackpot. Marge, check out this wild abstract painting. I don't know the artist, but odds are this is worth big bucks.
Frank, that's ketchup on a paper plate from somebody's lunch.
Well, bingo! These are obviously priceless ancient coins. This could be our winning ticket.
Frank, that's a bottle cap collection.
Oh yeah, Miss Smarty Pants? Well, I just spotted our ace in the hole. Look at this, an authentic miniature sword.
No, Frank, that's full size. It's a butter knife.
Problem gambling's a lot like that. You see what you want to see as you chase that next big win, that unbeatable hand, that lucky bet. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, we can help. Call 1-800-GAMBLE-5, text 850-888-HOPE, or visit wi-problemgamblers.org. Gamble responsibly, and everyone's a winner. A message from the Wisconsin Lottery.
Senator Tammy Baldwin is hoping the House can pick a new speaker before the end of a stopgap budget plan. Wisconsin Democrat doesn't have anyone in mind, though.
It is up to the House of Representatives, and in particular the Republican majority, to elect their new leader. And we hope that they will do that in an expeditious manner. Because we have a lot of work to do.
A far-right faction of House Republicans forced former Speaker Kevin McCarthy out of his position Tuesday. UW-Milwaukee is the latest UW system campus to cover tuition for qualifying students. UWM's Tuition Promise program will pay for up to 4 years for children whose families make less than $62,000 a year. As many as 1,500 students are expected to sign up for the program starting next fall. UW-Madison's Badger Promise offers tuition to students who transfer from two-year UW campuses and technical and tribal colleges. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, September 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her four children, Nan Stegner of Fort Collins, Colorado, by Jeff Schimmick of Park Falls, by Amy Reese of Fruta, Colorado, and by Brian Schimmick of Park Falls. Survived also by seven grandchildren, by 17 great-grandchildren, by three sisters-in-law, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Graveside service will take place at Forest Home Cemetery, Saturday, October 7th, starting at 2 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, Park Falls. Clifford J. Timmers, 90, of Kennan, passed away at his home on Sunday, October 1st. He is survived by his children, Dale, Clayton, Randy, and Brad. Survived also by his grandchildren and by his great-grandchildren. A massive Christian burial will be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 7th, St. Paul the Apostle Catholic Church in Catawba. Visitation held from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday, October 6th, with a rosary prayer service beginning at 7 p.m. Visitation also held from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. prior to the Mass at the church on Saturday. This has been the funeral notice for Clifford J. Timmers, age 90, of Kennan. Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96, passed away on September 22nd at Southdale Medical Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is survived by her daughters, Christy Collins and Debbie Blomberg. Survived also by her sons, Ken Dickinson and Dan Dickinson. Survived by 19 grandchildren, by 32 great-grandchildren, and by three great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 21st, at the Ogama Baptist Church, located in Ogama. Visitation beginning 1 hour prior to the service at the church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility.
Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat. A constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Hurry in before October 13th to take advantage of 0% financing up to 60 months on a new hot tub from Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Choose from top brands like Nordic, Vita, Free Flow, or Hot Springs. Purchase in stock or order by October 13th to lock in 0%. Let Leisure City's friendly expert staff guide you through everything from choosing your hot tub to installation and maintenance. Remember to get there by October 13th so you don't miss out on 0% financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Leisure City on Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, your backyard headquarters of the North.
A youth firearm deer hunt is taking place this Saturday and Sunday. So that means bow deer hunters and even small game hunters have to wear 50% or more above the waist blaze orange clothing, or pink, I guess, too. The youth deer hunt is intended to give hunters 15 years old and younger an opportunity to learn from a mentor. Youth hunters with or without hunter education certificates are eligible to hunt while under the supervision of a mentor. For all hunters younger than 11 or hunters 12 to 15 who have not completed hunter education, the mentor must be at least 18, be a hunter education graduate, and of course have a hunting license and be within arm's reach of the hunter. For hunters 12 to 15 years of age this weekend who have completed a hunter education course, the mentor must be 18, does not need to have a hunter education certificate or even a license, but the mentor needs to be within both visual and voice contact with the youth hunter. We've got a minor fish feeding period happening 11 till noon today. The major fish feeding period is from 5:15 till 7:15 late this evening. The moon is waxing gibbous, setting this afternoon about 2:30, rising tonight at 10:30. The sun rose this morning in Park Falls at 7:04. It'll set this evening at 6:36. Weather-wise, looks pretty nice today. Could be a spotty light shower. Otherwise, it's partly sunny with our high today in that 60 to 64 range. Southwesterly winds increase this afternoon to 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight, more clouds build in later on. Our low drops off to about 43. And then tomorrow, it's cold and breezy, or certainly much cooler. Could see a few scattered showers. And daytime highs are in the upper 40s. Winds are stiff out of the northwest to west direction, 15 to 25 miles an hour. Staying cool this weekend, lows in the 30s, highs generally in the 40s to lower 50s, with a mix of clouds and at best some scattered sun. And a pretty good breeze blowing from the northwest as well. That's the Outdoor Report. I'm Carl Klepotik.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly sunny for today, showers possible in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds west 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Any showers in early, but then a chance for redevelopment well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 39. Winds remain west 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. Friday, mostly cloudy. Showers likely. A storm is also possible during the afternoon. Cooler as highs only make it into the upper 40s. And then a few showers still possible Friday night, mainly before midnight. I'm weather allergy meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 47.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end.
Enjoy an evening of music you've loved for years with Hourglass, a James Taylor tribute on Saturday, October 21st at Lake of the Torches. Hourglass is an acclaimed tribute band devoted to the artistry of James Taylor. They'll perform a wide range of James Taylor classics from Carolina in My Mind, Fire and Rain, to Shower the People, and many more. Purchase your tickets now at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 to attend all shows. Winning is more fun at the lake.
But I always thought that I'd see you again.
Worga Auto and Truck Center has trained technicians ready to service your vehicle. From engine tune-ups to oil change, wheel alignments, and everything in between, Worga Auto and Truck Center offers 24-hour towing and roadside service and free body shop estimates and free loaner vehicles. For worry-free truck and auto repair, Worga's Auto and Truck Repair. Call for an appointment and let us serve you. 715-339-3313.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP, next to McDonald's.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball, the Arizona Diamondbacks erase an early deficit and beat the Milwaukee Brewers to sweep their National League Wild Card Series.
Twice the Diamondbacks battled back from early deficits to win the series over the Brewers, a 5-2 win in the clincher. Starter Zach Gallen gave up two first-inning runs, but then the Diamondbacks came alive and took the lead in a 4-run sixth inning, getting to Brewers starter Freddie Peralta. Manager Torey Lovullo says team chemistry played a major part.
They fight, they compete, and they're connected. And I've always said, and I think you guys just heard me say, when you're a connected team, I think you're a dangerous team.
Diamondbacks move on to the divisional series against the LA Dodgers on Saturday. Chuck Freeman, Milwaukee.
In the other National League Wild Card Series, Philadelphia advanced to the divisional series against Atlanta with a convincing 7-1 win over Miami. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, postseason play in the American League Wild Card Series, both Minnesota and Texas advanced to the divisional series. The Twins blanked Toronto 2-0, while the Rangers cruised past Tampa Bay 7-1. Minnesota will play defending World Series champion Houston in the next round, while Texas goes up against Baltimore. NBA news, James Harden returned to the Philadelphia 76ers yesterday with a disgruntled guard who had been seeking a trade back at training camp as an active participant. Harden in June picked up his $36.5 million contract option for this season with the belief that the team would try to trade him. And in gymnastics led by Simone Biles, the U.S. women have won a record 7th consecutive team title at the Gymnastics World Championships in Belgium. This is SRN Sports.
The Brewers bowed out of the postseason with a 5-2 wildcard loss to Arizona as the Diamondbacks pulled off the two-game sweep in Milwaukee. I'm Bill Scott with Sports.
Look, we're disappointed. I mean, these chances are sacred. They're for players that
you get this window to have a great month of October, and so it hurts for it to be over.
Manager Craig Counsell, now officially a free agent as his contract runs out. We'll soon see what his intentions are for 2024. Christian Yelich certainly hoping Counsell sticks around.
You don't ever want to lose sight on, you know, what this team's been able to accomplish the last 5 or 6 years. We haven't been able to take it the whole way and win a championship, but being in a small market and being a consistent winner and having a good competitive team every year that's either in the playoffs or you know, we missed it by one game last year, it's tough to do. And he's a huge reason why this place is like that now, and he's built a great culture here.
Freddie Peralta was no-hitting Arizona for 4 2/3 innings before serving up a solo homer in the fifth, then 2 more runs in the sixth. The Diamondbacks on their way to the divisional playoffs against the Dodgers. Basketball Badgers a week into their fall training camp with a regular season a month away yet. Badgers have a lot of returning talent, but Coach Greg Gard said minutes are not guaranteed.
Returning starter, that's last year. I haven't named any starters yet this year, so it's open season on minutes. So they go after it every day, and I have my list that I keep to myself of my observations and evaluations from each day, and there's movement in that list every day. Some guys drop, some guys move up, some guys that didn't appear a week ago now appear on the list. So
top-ranked Badger women's volleyball team swept Iowa last night in Iowa City, extending their set winning streak to 18. They remain on the road and play at Illinois on Saturday. Week 5 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. Washington playing host to the winless Bears. Packers on the practice field today. They'll take on the Raiders on Monday night. Phil Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And now, great moments in history.
October 5th, 1902. McDonald's founder Ray Kroc is born.
Aw, look at him. Two all green eyes, special smile, let us see tears trickle when I slap his clean buns.
That's a super-sized baby.
I'm loving him.
Happy birthday, little Ray.
Yeah. I hate clowns.
This has been Great Moments in History.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hey, this is Luke Combs.
Black Sea was made for moving on. That girl is going on.
I love the music.
Mama, I'm calling. I've got some news. Don't you tell Daddy, he'll blow a fuse.
98 Q Country.
Goodbye, strung out on the lawn. The line between us was drawn. All this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Ritt.
To you guys all day long.
98 Q Country.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay. Let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. No, I don't wanna waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand. Anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Oh, baby, just tell me yes and take my.
Country at 7:41. Good Thursday to you. Still a little bit of a feel of the warmth of summer in the air today. That'll change with temperatures mid-upper 40s for tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. Time to talk everything Shawamigan. Our District Administrator Kyle Cronin, nice enough to stop in and join us this morning. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Joel.
We're all smarting a little bit after the Brewers back-to-back losses in the playoffs.
They just haven't cracked that nut in terms of figuring out how to win in the playoffs.
Well, it took the Twins 20 years and 18 games in a row they lost before they finally figured it out. Got a couple of games the Twins did, so, well.
Well,
let's talk Shawamigan.
Absolutely.
All right.
we're still looking for a head wrestling coach, so if anybody out there is interested in coaching wrestling, we need somebody to get that program underway come November.
All right.
Once again, you've heard me say this. This is kind of the broken record, and I don't mean to overplay it, but that safety on the highways with our buses out there, making sure that people are heeding the lights when they come on, and the stop arm when it comes out, and stopping. And
anytime you see a bus, look for the flashing yellow. Yep. And if that's flashing yellow, hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. Stop.
Hit the brakes, yes. Yep.
There may be a child crossing a street somewhere right there. Mm-hmm. We've got our Seal a Smile program going on where we have students who come in and get sealants. And that's a partnership program with North Lakes. And that's going to be happening on the 17th and 18th of October at the high school. We're looking forward to getting that going. We've got a mobile production science presentation happening at the North Campus. So North Campus students are going to get some science and get a mobile lab presentation, which is, I've seen those mobile labs out and about sometimes, and they're really, they're interactive and great things for students to see science firsthand. October 19th, we've got a band and choir concert coming up at 7 p.m. up at the North Campus, along with a spaghetti dinner at 5 p.m. Glidden Elementary School is going to Huey's Hideaway Children's Museum field trip in Medford on October 20th.
Huey's Hideaway, all right.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, it does. And then we've got a middle-level state honors concert at 3 p.m. On October 28th. It's going to be in Verona, so we've got some students participating in that. And our Glidden Elementary School Parade of Costumes, it's going to be on October 31st, Halloween, at 2:55 in the afternoon. Park Falls Elementary School, Parade of Costumes as well on October 31st in the high school gym. And that'll be at 2 o'clock. Our next Schwabingen Parent Teacher Organization meeting is going to be Tuesday, October 17th from 4 to 5 p.m. We've got coming up on Wednesday this next week, on October 11th, our annual meeting at 6 p.m. at the South Campus. That's the budget hearing and annual meeting starting at 6 p.m. And then as well at the end of the month at the South Campus, we have two nights, and it's a two-night, it's one event, but it's over two nights. We call it a community conversation for a brighter future. It is a set of meetings where we're looking for community engagement on the future of the district, our next strategic and long-range plan for the district, and that's going to be October 26th, October 30th at 6 p.m., there will be snacks. We've got some babysitting services going on for parents who might want to come, but you know, what do you do with the kids? So sure. Our National Honor Society students are doing some of that.
Cool.
We're looking forward to that. Tomorrow night, actually tomorrow afternoon, 3:45, Mellon.
Up in Mellon, yeah.
The football team is going to be up in Mellon, an early game.
The Wrigley Field of the Northwoods, I call it.
You know, the great thing about the early games, you still can go have a fish fry afterwards.
Yeah, exactly. It's so perfect. It works out perfect.
October 10th, next Tuesday, we've got the volleyball crossover. It's the Marawood Conference crossover event, and that's going to be at Marathon High School at 4 p.m. October 12th, cross country at Stratford. October 13th, football versus Northwood Solon Springs, and that's at 7 p.m. at home. So quite a few things going on.
Yeah.
And thank you for the time, Joel.
All right, Kyle. Thank you for coming in. Kyle Cronin, our district administrator here for the Schwabingen Schools, joins us each Thursday morning right around this time, 7:40, 7:45, to get you updated on what's going on. And today, I should have mentioned, today is World Teachers Day. Today we salute all the teachers, not only in our local community, our country, but the world, those who teach the kids and the next generation. So we salute those who take on the task of the underpaid job of teaching. A nationwide test yesterday. Did you get it on your phone? If your phone was on, you probably got the notice, the ring. This is the emergency alert system that is now expanding into phones. And I don't know if it's a computer. I think it's just phone. I didn't come on my computer, just on the phone. So it was funny because my wife and I were sitting down and watching court TV yesterday afternoon. And everybody in the courtroom, all of a sudden, all these noises went off in the courtroom and everybody's phone went off. And if you had earbuds in, it might have lit you up a little bit. But that happened yesterday. Not only, it used to be just a radio and TV thing, and now the EAS emergency alert thing is being expanded into phones just to allow, the ability to communicate with everybody at the, you know, drop of a dime. It's a very good, it's a very good thing. The conspiracy theory people, of course, will say, I have to say, you know what they're saying. Tampa Bay Rays got knocked out of the Brewers got knocked out yesterday. The Tampa Bay Rays got knocked out also. And it begs the question with Tampa Bay, it begs the question. Now, there was a good crowd at AmFam Field, good crowd at Target Field for the Twins game yesterday, but Tampa Bay not so much. So it begs a question when Tampa Bay got knocked out. It begs a question that if a team gets knocked out of the playoffs and no one is in the stadium to see it, did it really happen? Did it really happen? Like the lowest playoff attendance of in many, many years for those two games for the Tampa Bay Rays. Got my notice on my bank statement the other day. And officially, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you right now, if you drive through the Chicago metro area, it'll cost you, coming both ways, if you go there and then come back the same way, how much you think in tolls, how much you think it costs. So Illinois is charging you to come. Basically, it's a fee to come to their state. It's like, hey, come visit us. Here's a bill. So if you cross the border and you go through the tollways, which is hard to avoid because they're everywhere there in the Chicago area, it'll cost you about $25. $25. Went there last weekend, came back through the same way. I got the first bill. It was like, I think I came back a little different, maybe a little different way. I'm not sure. I followed the Google instructions on the phone. But I think it was like $12 going and like $14 coming back. So like $25, $26 just to drive through Chicago. It's a wonderful thing. I love the people of Chicago. Wonderful people. But though, there's just too many people there. Spread out, folks. Just spread out a little bit, for goodness gracious sakes. Jeez. Tollways, please find a way to pay for your own roads. We've got high school football coming up tomorrow night. We have we didn't have Coach Morgan in this past week on the coaches show. He'll be in on Tuesday, but we'll have Coach Morgan and the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer squad traveling up to Mellon at 3:45 tomorrow, as Kyle mentioned, and then we'll have Phillips playing host to Winter Birchwood at 7:00 both tomorrow night. So the Brewers are done, knocked out of the playoffs. We are going to bring you a Milwaukee Bucks preseason basketball game on Sunday. They'll take on the Bucks at noon. So if you're out and about doing stuff, tune in. Cross our fingers. Technical wise, it's always fun when you get a new thing on the radio. But I will tell you right now, this is encouraging right here. You hear that little tone there? Hear that?
This is the Bucks Radio Network.
Oh, yeah. I got it. I got the audio coming through the Bucks Radio Network, so I'm confident that the Bucks and the Bulls will play their first preseason game. The Bucks have 5 preseason games, and then Damian Lillard and Giannis, that's a pretty good pair. They'll be on the court on Thursday, October 26th, for the opener of the NBA season against the 76ers, and we'll have Bucks basketball this year right here on 98Q.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Great food, great entertainment all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers, and post recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
The key slides into the ignition. The engine rumbles to life. My hand grips the throttle. New gear for my ride. The road, my invitation. The sound, the smell, the exhilaration. I am one with the bike. And the car in front of me suddenly turns in my lane. Motorcycles are everywhere, but too often go unnoticed. Please, always look twice, be alert, and share the road with motorcycles at all times. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
Protect your roof and save 11% at Menards. Say goodbye to your leaky roof with SealBest all-weather roof cement. Apply easily with a caulk gun or trowel on wet or dry surfaces and stop roof leaks at the source. A 10-ounce tube of SealBest all-weather roof cement is just $169 after 11% rebate. Good through October 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Partly sunny for today, showers possible in the area. Highs top out near 60 degrees. Winds west 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy. Any showers in early, but then a chance for redevelopment well after midnight towards Friday morning. Lows drop to 39. Winds remain west, 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible as well. Friday, mostly cloudy. Showers likely. A storm is also possible during the afternoon. Cooler as highs only make it into the upper 40s. And then a few showers still possible Friday night, mainly before midnight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 47.
Country. Rolling down a backwoods Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, needs a mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight. Make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. On clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight.
Tonight.